It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. The man that gave you life, sorry, the one that gives life, you ought to know about him. He deserves to be investigated, to be known. I've seen what some people go through just to verify who is my father. You understand? People who are from different homes that just want to say, I want to know who my father is. We have seen movies, different things, like the extent to which man can go because they just want to know the truth. Please off that fan if you don't need this. Amen, amen. So, let me just start right away from where we stopped. Remember from that Job 42 verse 6? Job 42 verse 6. Remember Job 42 verse 6. Five and six, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes, what? My eyes sees thee. Therefore, I abhor myself and I repent in dust and ashes. So, revelation should bring repentance. Revelation, when revelation hits you, it should bring repentance. You have been thinking before that God is the one that does this. God is the one that caused the accidents upon the highway. Once some people think that if something happened and only two people died, that is the devil. Or if like 2 million died at once, that must be God. That this one is beyond what the devil can do. Only God could have done that. No. So when you listen, when you hear God's word like this, the right approach is not to fight back. It's not to try to now to reject the counsel of God. It's not to hate the preacher. It's not to query. It is to repent. That's the right attitude. You can't show you that your father is good and he's making you angry. Why is he making you angry? Even nature teaches you that if God is not good, he does not deserve to be called a father. You not dare call a killer. You not dare be proud on national TV that yes, Shekarao is my father. Is it Shekarao, Abi? Sorry, it's saying that Shekarao, son. You won't be proud on national TV that Shekarao is my father. Yes. Amen. That will never make you proud. So when we tell you that your father is good, why is he make you? Why should he make you angry? No Christians are wonderful. Eh? We don't. They just hear that your God is not the one that kills and make alive. He's the one that gives life. He does not kill. Say what? Why not? Why have you not killed somebody to this year? Since it's your father. So it's just some people just choose to be unreasonable, and it's actually because of that anger content of man. We are just looking for a license to be angry at you. That yes, since my father gets angry, I mean to have the license to, you remember, your license to divorce your wife, license to just do and undo. Then why did you do it? Say from the beginning, it was not so. God never gave you such free check to just, you know, do as you will as touching human conduct. Amen. So knowing that your father is good, it will propel you to be good, right? It will propel you to do good things. It will propel you to love your neighbor. It will propel you not to do evil. That's why we said in the last series that to love your neighbor is based on your faith in God. It's the faith in God that triggers love. Amen, amen. So I have heard of you via unproven loud noise, commonly believed, but yet a lie. There are some things that are commonly believed, but yet a lie. So he's saying, I have heard of you via unproven loud noise, but now I have the facts. Now I have the figures. And I have realized that my former facts, my former beliefs are wrong. So I repent. So like I said last time, therefore that conclusion that the writer of Job made in chapter 1 was wrong. Conclusion that therefore Job sinned not in all these things. That was a wrong conclusion. Because we actually saw that what? Job sinned. That was sin. It is sin to charge God falsely. That assertion was wrong. It is sin to accord evil to God. Well, let me say it this way. According evil to God is to charge God falsely. Amen. So therefore, you must read everything. Like I said last time, if somebody read Job chapter 1 and you refuse to read chapter 42, you will come out with a wrong conclusion. So therefore, back to 2 Timothy chapter 3 now. 16, when he says all scripture is given. Never forget, it is all scripture that God gave to you. Don't make your conclusion till you have gone through how many? All scripture. If we can just appreciate it, we will stop taking things out of context. Like I read for you the last time, if you just read Deuteronomy 28, yes, Bible God said you will be there, not the 10, and you put full stop. You never know what he's saying. And so people today, they are using that one as the anointing to overtake your boss. Anointing to what? It's even small, to kill your boss, to take all his property. We say, why? Bible says, I will be the end, not the tail. Why not read the remaining? That verse is not given to you in isolation. And then I told somebody, some years ago on Facebook, I said, you don't need the blessing of Deuteronomy 28. Ah! Come and see what? How can you say you don't? I said, because you should not take the blessing without the curse. It's the same chapter. And the blessing is not like blessing like that. Don't look at it. See, it's just like they put fine cars somewhere. Say, okay, if thou shalt have 20 million, Abby, this shall be yours. You now put some bicycles on the other side. And if you are not diligent enough to have 20 million each, you have bicycle. You understand? So that's chapter. That is not a blessing. If he said, I gave you the money, come and buy the bicycle, or come and take it free. Of course, that is a blessing. But he said, if you will diligently acting, if you will work enough and or take a loan or whatever, or just get it and you have this car. Are you with me? So that is how you know that it's not, but don't be carried away. I'm not saying that there are no blessings in the scripture. In fact, without scripture, you are blessed already. But let's learn scripture for what it's for. So 17 said that the man of God may be perfect. That means that you may be thoroughly equipped for ministry, thoroughly furnished unto all good. If you don't honor all scripture, you will not be ready. You will get it wrong. Some people think that in this place, that what we just tell all of you is that you will be poor. You will be poor, and thou shalt be poor. Imagine. Say we are preachers of poverty. That we don't want people to do well. I'm serious. I sell the ear on all of you. The ears is enough to buy, to pay the rent for, the new rent for Maraba Church. What all of you are carrying on your head right now? I don't see poverty on you. Amen. Praise God. So that will remove your ear today and we sell it. Praise God, praise God. Say we must read all. Say we must read all. Come on. So this is how you will know what has been hidden. Therefore, what we call the Old Testament and New Testament are not God's two different dealings with men. Old and New Testament are not the different dealings that God was having with mankind. Like, it's not that God before, he deals with people. You know, people, my mom loved to say before that, the God of the Old Testament is very fast. He does things sharp. Man is fast. But this is our God of the New Testament. Ah, he's slow to anger. So what happened to him? He became born again. What happened to him? Jesus paid for his sins. Right? Jesus died for him. God received Jesus as personal Lord and Savior. Jesus gave him the Holy Ghost. Now he has the fruit of the Spirit. And now he prays in tongues. So he's growing up spiritually. And we keep praying that we not backslide. What a God. Hallelujah. So, write this down. The new is, has always been God's dealings with man. Why the old is the result of the rejection of the new. The new has always been God's only dealings with man. Why the old is as a result of the rejection of the new. It is because men rejected the new covenant that a man gave them the old covenant so that they can be tired, come to the end of themselves, and what? Accept the new that they rejected. So the new was never in the plan. It was never in the agenda. Hebrews 8 now. From verse 1. Funny enough, this one ought to be part. It was part one that we did 3 times. But I thought I would finish that Wednesday. Of you are really looking like Pastor, we are not the one that causes it. It's not our fault. It's not our fault. The Old Testament is not our fault. I'm not saying it's your fault. Okay, Hebrews 8, verse 1. Now, the things which we have spoken, this is the summary. This is the summary. This is a summary of what I have been saying since. See, if you can believe Hebrews 8, you will not have problems with Hebrews 6. Are you with me? If you can believe Hebrews 8, everything he has said before, you will not have problems with it. See, this is a summary. Now, hearing, we have such an high priest who is set right now, where at the right hand of God. That is him, Psalm 110, verse 1. Lord says to my Lord, of his throne, of his majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not what? And not man. Verse 3, for every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, then he should no longer be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serves unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was what? Admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou makest all things according to the pattern shewed to thee in the month. Verse 6, everybody want to go? But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much more also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Now hold on. The writer of Hebrews was actually trying to appeal to the mind of the Jews. That is why he used the word better. It's not about better. Is about, if we say A is better than B, maybe A, let's say, is a Dell laptop, and B is a what? No, is Dell better than Apple? Let's say HP, right? Amen? Where is HP? HP is pure water. So if you say A is better than B, okay, that means maybe A is a house in Gwarimpa and B is a house where in Dugbe, right? Praise God. Amen. Or A is those of you that went to OAU and B is what? University of what? Abuja, right? Praise God. Say grace if amen. They are so proud. That's why they love strike like anything. Before they smell. Somebody is doing mess in where you see after 7 years, see in part 3. But that they are negative, they can't live great. The school is actually great anyway. Amen. Where's Unipen? Unipen. Amen. Okay. So it's not now. But imagine you want to compare OAU to okay. Imagine you want to compare Adobe International School to Progress Dynamic. Progress is a school of Ashahead. So now, all these comparisons, they are still small. Now, please, Rajukia, please come. Think about it, oh. Let's say, come. This is a fine young man that is a suitor, he's looking for who to marry. Amen? Now, are you not? Better let me advertise this. We are on live stream. We are on live stream. Now, any nice girl here? Hallelujah. Stop looking. Hallelujah. Imagine. Will you ever say, I want to choose to marry elder this man or this shadow? How does it make sense? So is there... That's what I'm saying. That's, hey, so this is nothing, right? It's nothing to marry. There's nothing there. So when we are saying better covenant, it's not that this man is tall, this one is trying to be tall. No, better is real versus zero. Do you get it? So when the new covenant stands, it will be insanity to still be hugging a shadow. Thank you, sir. You can sit down. Some people when you say, are you saying the Old Testament is not? Are you okay? Are you thinking? Like I love to say, okay, when like there was a time, brother, he was in Yola, and I think then he was dating a girl that was in the West, in another Oshogo. So I don't know what happened to him. He has not confessed what happened to the thing till now. So now let's assume that and that girl she said a word, she's a word girl. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Maybe this is the Lord speaking. Maybe this is the Lord speaking to you that my son, yes, look again. Yes. Okay, so now imagine he was in Yola and the guy is in South. So which is minimum of, let me say 16 hours journey, right? 24 hours journey, right? Wow. Very far. So, then when they are in Kochi, because they are so far away, the guy will be looking at our picture. Wow, so awesome. I just love you. See, Pastor, what is it? I just love you. Wow. I just pray one day you'll be delivered into my hand. I just love you. Huh? You put a picture frame on your NYC small house, cubicle. Say, wow, you wake up, you see her. You are sleeping, you see her. Say, God, nothing. No, first watching will not carry her away. You are just praying. She's your wallpaper. She's everything. Now imagine that. Okay, it's everything now. He now came home. The guy was anxious. They got married. They see the deal, and she now came to his house. And the guy see big the picture. Wow, picture. You are so awesome. The guy was there. No attention. Say, oh, I so much love you. Hug the picture. What would you say to such a man? That is how we ought to look at those who are still hugging Moses when Jesus is around. That scripture I showed yesterday, John, is it John 10? Find for me. It should be John, is it John 10 or 11? John, that we know that God spoke to Moses. This one, we don't know who spoke to him. Is it John 10 or 11? John. Should be 10 or 11. Is that the I've forgotten? Or is it 9? Is it 9? 9:29. So this was the story of the man that was born blind, that Jesus healed him from 26. Then they said to him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, you did not hear. Wherefore, when you hear it again, will you be his disciples? 28, let me 28, read 29 for me. Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple,
But what? We are Moses' disciple. Next verse, want to go? We know that God spake unto Moses. But for this fellow, we know not where he is. What is this then? You say, I know that God spoke Moses. That God now came down.
No, it's not battery.
That God now came down. We say, you are saying, we don't know.
What?
The same God that spoke to Moses now came.
I say, this one, we don't even know if he has God.
The disdain. So, when you are saying better, 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 better in the book of Hebrews, it's not actually about good, better, best. This one is slightly better. This one is, we can manage this one. No. It's about reality versus nothing. Hallelujah. That means if there is no new, write this down, if we don't have a new covenant, there won't have been the old. The old existed at all because there was what? A new. Also, that also implies to us that the new came before the old. That is what we read in Galatians 3 last time, that the covenant which was confirmed before of God in Christ, that is with Abraham, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul or make the what? Covenant of no effect. Say, wherefore served the law? It was ordained because of transgressions, until the seed should come to whom it was promised. It was ordained by angels in the hand of what? A mediator. Now told you in verse 20, he said, this mediator is not the seed, is not the one. God himself is the seed that was to come. Amen. That's Galatians 3.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So it was available even in Genesis. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5. It was available then. Jesus was not a new introduction into humanity. Redemption, salvation from sin
was not that new.
That's always been the intention. Why do we have this long delay? Unbelief. The progressive unbelief of men. For you to understand, like I've been eating your business in several series, why it took that long time for Jesus to come after man's sin. Think about it. Even after he came, he died, he rose again, went back up. It took them how many years before they went to the Gentiles? Between Acts 1, they didn't agree fully until Acts 15. That is a minimum of like 20 years after resurrection. They were still saying the gospel is not meant for what? For the Gentiles, that's for the Jews alone. Until Acts 10, that God had to just corner Peter, to just go and preach to Cornelius. And after that, next verse, Acts 11, they said they that were scattered abroad during the persecution of Stephen went up and down preaching to no one else except who? Jews alone. Amen. So it was the unbelief of man. Unbelief of man can delay God's promise.
And the song we sing in Yoruba, when Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. It's a lie.
If you say no, God will not be able to do anything. God could not come and save Cornelius. Imagine, Cornelius was praying. An angel appeared to him. Even the angel could not do anything. Go on to the angels, as he not committed the world to come. The angel could not do anything. He said, please send for Peter. And for you to understand that man is so important, God had to convince Peter. He saw a vision. Say, I don't agree. The letter the Spirit told Peter, say, two men seek thee, go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent you. So make it worse. you will see that even Peter did not even lay hands on those guys before they spoke in tongues. God was hyper-ready. God said, Jesus, just let him say it. Let him say it. As he just mentioned resurrection, the Holy Ghost, he bam. Ah, thank God. Ah, finally. This Peter, he has been kicking us for how long? Ah, say, Holy Ghost, well done, well done. They congratulate themselves. Well done, well done. Hey, Peter. At least, finally, we are able to save one Gentile. The man is important. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. He told Abraham, eat of the tree of life. Did he eat it? When my daddy came, said that nobody can continue. You better say yes. If God wants you to grow spiritually, have you grown? Since all these years, you have been born. Have you grown, Ojut? Amen. Say, man. Is important. I think that was what we major on series one of Understanding Genesis, to show you that man is key. Man is key. Right, remember, so what I put on Facebook, that my funny picture, I said, okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14 says, whatever God does, we abide forever. Amen. So you are saying, okay, God gave us a heart, fill us even and good. And Peter now said, you are not redeemed with perishable things. Eh? As silver and gold. I say, okay, so who gave me silver and gold? Nobody could answer me. I just say, our picture is fine. Nice picture. Imagine. Say, God put the silver and gold there for our benefit. It's for us. That's it, it's perishable. But I've answered that question already. Stylishly, to people in this church, understanding Genesis. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5. Why are you looking at me? I'm not saying it's David that put it there. Verse 5. Why is your own? At least man can produce chemicals. We have seen that. We can produce compound, we can produce alloys. So who put it there? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5. Amen. Is a man put it there? Yeah, yeah. Amen. God did not put it. This earth that will be destroyed. How will God create mass like there's no life there? He created a lifeless planet. He doesn't know, he doesn't have work. You have questions to ask Adam. So when you get there, ask him a lot of stuff. Give me some examples. Why is the body of women this like this? That. When I look at it, those intrinsic differences between man and woman, why? No, it has its advantage. Say that. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5. For we preach now back to the word in the name of Jesus. I love you. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your what? Servants. For who? For Jesus' sake. Verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, he has shined in our hearts. He could not shine in the heart of Adam. Why? Adam rejected. That means that light of Genesis 1:3, let there be light, there was light, that was God bringing the same gospel to Adam. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Back to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7. So, if Hebrews 8:7, let me wait for you, please. Our minds belong to the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Even today, He was doing it. Almighty healer, he is a leper. Many people saw him and started walking. Even today, my God is doing good. Hebrews 8 verse 7. For if that first, if the first
First grand covenant, not there actually. But if the first, of course, first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. So the first, how many things are we referring to? Is it one thing or plenty things? Hello? If the first, right? If one thing, the first, has been faultless, there have been no place for the second. But verse 8, that said what? For finding fault with them. Who was finding fault? And who is it then? Is it that God found a fault with the covenant? Or the first, being not faultless, was finding fault with people? So because the covenant itself is faulty, the faulty covenant now start finding fault. You get that? So the them will be the people of Israel. Are you with me? Please follow. For finding fault with them, the covenant was finding fault with them. The old covenant will find fault with you. You can't be perfect enough. It's not just about not paying your tithe, Egbon. After you have paid tithe, there is false fruit. After you have paid that one, there is Feast of Pentecost. You must bring, once you have a new child, you must bring new 7 pigeon. Okay, so you know, but you do those things before now, you should know. Remember, 7 pigeon, white pigeon, white fowl, how many? Turtle doves, thank you. you must bring them, Amen. It's not fun. Every male child is the Lord's. In fact, the firstborn of an animal, e-goat, is the Lord's. So if you like your e-goat, you must what? Redeem it. Amen. What a covenant. No, I told you, Bible said, Genesis 3, he said, the Lord God unto Adam and his wife, the Lord God made what? Coat of skin. And what? Clothed them. And the way it looks like God slaughtered an animal, right? And used the blood to cover them. Don't forget the man that was writing. Who is writing? Moses. So, his idea of redemption influenced that documentation. Let us not offer blood. For what? That is why at the end of the day, now we realize that the blood of Jesus has saved us. It's not that hemoglobin, red blood pigment on the cross, now could not have saved anybody. His blood was what? His life. That is why, if you have noticed in the New Testament, I challenge you, do this assignment, bring it tomorrow. Go and look for everywhere that we have the blood of Jesus. And mention, give me how many times Paul used that word, blood of Jesus. Okay? Go and go through your Bible tomorrow. Let me have the answer. Look for everywhere blood of Christ or blood of Jesus is used. Of course, you know that it's not, you don't have enough evidence that it was Paul that wrote the book of Hebrews, okay? So, as far as this conversation is concerned, it's not Paul that wrote Hebrews. So, we have Peter, James, John, who else? Jude, Paul, and the writer of Hebrews. Okay? So, look for everywhere who mentioned the blood of Jesus. Pumi, are you here? Are you here? Are you in church? Okay. So, let's continue. So, for finding fault with them, so I'm just trying to show you from there that the blood of Jesus that saved you is Jesus himself. As Hebrews 7:25 says, he lived forever. Old Testament told you that. It said the life of the animal is in his blood. So blood was a figurative of the life of Jesus. It's a man that saved you, not his blood. A man. He saved you. The guarantee of our salvation is his life. Because he lived forever. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on. That is why I've told you, our authority is not the blood of Jesus. Our authority is the name of Jesus. Amen? The blood, which is his life, is our confidence. Why? The name is our what? Authority. Is the name that God they give to us. Nobody pray with the blood of Jesus in the Bible. Nobody. I say, but yes, but I've called the blood of Jesus before and to do the difference, and the girl was shouting up and down. Hey, well, you are ignorant. The demon is ignorant. All of you are ignorant. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days comes. Hallelujah. Which was basically quoting Jeremiah. Said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Please, why did he call it a new covenant? Why did Jeremiah call it a new covenant? Because of the one they have been used to. Not new to humanity. But new to that audience. This audience were born ignorant. He cannot quote this for Abraham. Abraham never knew what is called covenant. He was quoting it to those audience that was born in the old covenant. They were born into it. So all they have knew, all they knew to relate with God is what? Just like is the old covenant. Just like a man that was born, someone that is born into a Catholic family. All you are able to hide Bible from him or her. The only way he will know to pray to God will be through Mary. The only prayer point you know is the rosary. Amen. That is why. So all that is all you will know. Same way as some as people born into Islam, all they will know is, in fact, those people they are so terrible. Sorry to say, from age one, they will be drilling to the end of the child. God has no son. No Obima, and it can be. God has no son, and nobody begotten. I tell you, Islam was founded to counterfeit Christians. That's the only purpose. Go and look for at everything. That is why they have the same Old Testament document, then they twist a lot of things in it. And people are just talking, they are just not serious. From history alone, you know, this, something is wrong with this thing. Why? The Bible was written since when? Bible. What did he tell Joshua? This book of the law. That means when Joshua was alive, we already have the Pentateuch, right? Bible recorded a progressive documentation. Islam came 400 years after Christ died. No, that history alone is just enough to tell you that something is wrong. That means we have a document that has been progressing. That's progressive from creation till this, then, when they close the canon. And your own came 400 years after. You know, unfortunately for them, you know the unfortunate part? The New Testament was not yet compiled with the Old Testament when they wrote their material. All these letters of Paul was already around then. But the church fathers, they have not sat down to say, okay, this, let's mark it. So all they have then was the Torah as a single document. Go and check. You have not given me assignment, Abi. They will bounce on you guys. So, okay, this one removed. So the Old Testament scripture, when Jesus came to the temple in, where was that? Luke chapter 4, right? And obviously it was delivered unto him, the book of the prophet, who? Isaiah, right? So during then, it's already on ground. People can, especially a priest, if you are a Pharisee and if you are learning the law, you have access to the Torah, Genesis to Malachi. So this new gospel, Acts, Epistle, was not yet compiled. But when they compiled this, those people, they have made their own deductions already. That is why you don't see anybody like Paul. Thomas, Peter, everybody, it's not in their own Quran. They would have looked for. Amen. Praise God. And you see, if you see how all the writers of the epistles wrote it, you saw that nobody was writing his own. Everybody was quoting. Don't say that which was from the beginning. Which we have seen, which we have heard, which we have handled of the word of life. Say, for the life was manifest, and we witnessed to you.
Ah, John 1:1, in the beginning was he went back to that beginning to know, tell you that we are not explaining our own theory. Peter said, we have not followed cunning diverse fables. When we show unto you the coming of the Lord Jesus, but we are eyewitness. You can talk in Islam like that. We are eyewitness of his glory. Amen. And because their aim was that they knew that there is a Jesus that was around. That's how we have the Anobi Isa. Yeah. You get me? Because the Torah became an issue when people were explaining Jesus out of it. So they called his name Jesus. Jesus now gave him his own stories. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
All right. We handle that some other day. Which we are not going to be on live stream.
So back to Hebrews 8. Verse 9 now. So, therefore, finding fault with them, verse 8, the covenant, the old, was finding fault with people. He said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a what, new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. This is how you know that this is not a perfect way of rendering. The New Testament, is it only with Israel and Judah? It's with who? Humanity, with man. Amen. I am not saying the prophet is wrong, but he is not detailed enough. That is how much he can see. Even Peter, after resurrection, all he could still see is the salvation of the Jews alone. Same as James. After he preached in the house of Cornelius, later in Acts 11, they contended with him. You went to the uncircumcised to eat with them. If only they have listened to Jesus.
Jesus told, in that vision, even in the vision in Acts, he said, what God has cleansed, never with your mouth call common.
If they have only listened to Jesus during his lifetime, the two people that was said to have great faith,
none of them were Jews.
The two people. I said, wow, awesome.
You are not Jews. Amen. Say we pay attention. Say we pay attention to details.
So Hebrews 8 verse 9 now. Not according to the covenant that, can you see I made, right? That I made. Of course, that Greek word there is poieo. The I was not there. It was silent.
Plus, this, of course, this is just a quotation. The I is not there. So you can say, not according to the covenant that was made.
It was not me that made a false covenant. So not according to the covenant that was made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. Now, see this last part. So why did he make that covenant with their fathers? Last part, because they were continued not in my covenant. So there is my covenant. So this one that is called the first now could not have been my covenant. Amen. Because why should you say your own? You know, it don't make sense, right? It can't be my covenant. You can't say that your days come that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, not according to my own covenant, which I made with your father before. Because it continues not in my covenant. What's that? So not according to the covenant that Moses made with their fathers. When I took them by the hand to lead them out of the hand of Egypt, but Moses made this covenant with their fathers because they did not continue in my what? In my own covenant. In that Exodus 19 verse 4 to 6, which I showed you. He said, I will make you a king or a priest. I will make you a holy nation. You will be holy. You will be the one that will showcase my grace to the whole world.
But they said no.
Because they continued in my covenant and I regarded them not, said the Lord. So Moses made a covenant with them because they did not want the new covenant. The new is before the old. So this one was only called new because we are trying to end that their allegiance to the law of Moses. Verse 10, for this is the covenant. Look at the Bible. Come on, try. Don't trip off. Don't plan to exit H today. Verse 10, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in where? In their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. 11, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the law. Hold on. That will be the law. What you are seeing in that verse 11, that is a connotation of the law. This is not the same thing as the way we are teaching people in the New Testament. See, from context, the word they shall not teach there and the word to know the law there is used to instruct babies. Like, don't worry, you guys, you don't know the ways of God. I know the ways of God. Just follow me. That is a way, that is the word used for that mediator relationship of Moses knowing God and trying to show them God. You right now, I am not trying to show you a God you don't know. Amen. I am not here to show you a God that you don't know. Amen. I am showing you a God that you already knew. The God that you already knew. The God that you already believed. The God that you have received. Hallelujah. This is getting clear. So, to teach every man there that know the Lord is the same Old Testament commandments. Why? He said, for they shall know me. Hallelujah. Check Hebrews, check John 10 for me. Be fast. Check John 10. John 10, verse 27. What's there? My sheep hear my voice, and they what? I know them, yes? And they follow me. Hallelujah. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they what? They follow me. Read next verse, yes? Now, next verse, yes? Come on. I, my Father, we are one. Rush to Galatians 4. Say, he knows me, and I know him. That's the point. In the new covenant, you know God. I am not showing you a God you don't know. Read Galatians 4. Let me read verse 8. You read verse 9 for me. Albeit then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. Circle that word, which by nature. The idol worshiper is already condemned by nature. Nature condemns him already. Put a wood on the ground and you are bowing down to him. Nature already tells you that you are stupid. Okay, float with me, verse 9. Yes, read, yes. But now, after that you have known God, or rather you are known of God. Hallelujah. Say, I know God. Say, I'm known of God. So back to Hebrews 8. Say, for verse 11, I say, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Verse 12. Why? For I will be merciful. The reason you know God is because you saw his mercy and you ran to him. You saw his loving kindness, you ran to him. You saw his power to forgive, you ran to him.
For I will be merciful to their what? Unrighteousness and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
So this will mean that the fear that kept them away from knowing me will be no more.
When he says their sins, we will not remember to tell you the announcement that, hey, mankind, comfort here, my people, speak here comfortably to Israel and tell them that what their warfare is what accomplished. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, that is Isaiah 40, right? Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his path. Every highway shall be what? The crooked path shall be, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. So when he was making that announcement, and it was actually in the last part of that chapter that he now said, for they that wait upon the Lord shall what? They will exchange their strength. He was talking about redemption. Redemption, salvation is to exchange strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so back to what I'm saying. So when he is saying, that their sins and iniquities will I remember no more, that announcement that, hey, your sins I will remember no more, should take away fear. That announcement is the taking away of fear. The founder of almost all religion in the world is how to deal with sin. That is what everybody is trying to solve. That is the riddle everybody is concerned about. How to deal with the sin problem. How to be justified. This redemption. How it will be possible. Amen, amen, amen.
That is the founder. That is the reason we have all this. Sin, 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 sin.
Glory, glory, glory.
So, this will mean that's the fear that kept them away from knowing me will be no more. This is why the minister has a key role to play in dispensing the new covenant. We are important, so we have a very key role. We have a very key duty to play in dispensing the new covenant.
Head of a man of God has said that it was said of him that he can lay hands on the woman with child and the baby will abort.
Just ministry of fear, dread, terror, all of him in church. When you are in the church, the way they say, my pastor lay hands on one lady, she vomited a frog. It's manipulation.
Biology taught us that frog cannot believe in a human being. The frog cannot survive. You cannot survive.
That's serious manipulation. The frog came there as he was laying the hands.
You don't understand?
It can't be a physical frog. It's manipulation.
Somebody said, I lay hands and he said he vomited. How many? Some calories. You are looking at me like this pastor. You have not seen Benin people. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they didn't happen. I think it's manipulation.
Amen. Amen.
We already learned. We saw this. We can see. Biology will tell you this is the long intestine, short intestine. Sorry, large intestine. Huh?
Sorry, now it's a long one.
Small, large. Everything. This is liver. This. Where will frog stay?
Are you a ruminant animal? That you have omazom, abomazom, reticulum. Which is the other one? So, when you go to for interview right now, what will you answer? You ask that one.
Ministration of fear, dread. If you see any man that say, my pastor, he prayed that somebody should fall down and die. And I was, and you know, there was a day, when I first met him, he said, Pastor Stephen, you remember that day? I went for, he came to our house, went for Apostles program. You know the remainder of the Apostles, the only Apostle in Nigeria. Apostle. Hope you know him now. Went for Apostles program. Hope you know it's not, I'm not talking about your own Apostle. And he said, Pastor. He said, program was wonderful. The man was just giving words. That's what was giving words. People are calling that. People are dying in their village. The man of God, come. He was giving words and people are dying. Then he's already a great minister. But you know, there's this affiliation with anybody that has power, that's short. He was giving people a call that they were dying and you are in the meeting. You just raised the dead. Your apostle is killing people. That was the last meeting of his he attended. Amen. Don't be proud of such. You are not better than Babalawo. Not better. I will show you things very soon. How we manipulate, how you can move. Let me just see if I can be there before 8 o'clock. So, go to Hebrews 12. Let me just tell you this. Let's write this down. It is not too difficult to yield to the devil. It's not too difficult to submit to the devil. It's not difficult. It's not that difficult. Like, it's actually easy. Again, it's not too difficult. Difficult means it's not too... I mean, it's not too hard for you to the devil. Remember that Job's case. At least we saw something from Job. That there are some confessions of man that will make untaught angels collaborate with demons. Don't you notice that from Job? From that story of Job, he taught us that there are some confessions of yours that makes untaught angels, sound that word, untaught angels allow demonic oppression around you. Demonic oppression. It's not too difficult. Some churches, both demons and angels, they have their own different times. I mean, the confession of a believer. Of a believer. And trigger demonic oppression. You should not glorify God. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 verse 18. For you are not come. Anything that triggers fear, dread, terror, horror thing in church. For you have not come unto the mountain that might be touched, that burns with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. And the sound, that cannot be God. God is not there. And the sound of a trumpet. And the voice of words. Which voices they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. 20, come on, look at your Bible. Come on. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much be as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Whoa! Even Moses feared. Terrible. That word terrible there is from the Greek word phobos. That is phobia. Thank you. That's the root word of that word terrible there is phobia. Fear, alarm, terror. That's meaning.
The Hebrew Greek word is phobiros, P-H-O-P-B-E-R-O-S. It's from phobos, which was phobia, fear, alarm, terror. Why not? This is what some people want us to be preaching. Summary of all you saw there is fear. Fear. Mount Sinai will likely have a mixture of angelic and demonic operation. Mount Sinai will likely have a mixture of angelic and demonic. Don't forget, when a normal angel appears, what will he say? Fear not. It was throughout the Bible. But this is a mountain where fear is what we are. Fear is the finished product. Fear is what we are producing. Exodus 20, verse 20. You see this? This is very funny. You see a mixture here. Let me know if you can notice it. Exodus 20, 20. Hallelujah. Exodus 20:20. Forget prayers we are praying for one another every day. We did yesterday. Come down today, please do it. Brother, your sister deserves your prayers. So we are a body. You can stay back in church to pray. Please do. Go a long way to encourage somebody else in ministry. Make life smooth for somebody. Exodus 20:20. Want to go? Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, oh." Now that one is okay, Abby. Now say, "For God is what come to prove you that His fear may be before your faces." Have you seen that? Imagine. I came, fear not, but I show you that so you can fear. Fear not is the right utterance, but the action is different from the utterance. Back to Hebrews 12, verse 12. That fear, that one is not reverence, that is fear. God said, God has proved you. That's not your God, amen? So do you under God's word and God's action, which we are seeking to revisit again very soon. That you see them use God somewhere. Does that mean what? The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. At times, you go and read that story of Jacob. It was clear that Jacob was wrestling with an angel. Later, he said, "I have wrestled with God." You remember? Huh? An angel came and they were doing Jakadi, doing Yoruba, you know, Idi in Yoruba. You know how they fought, it's karate. Imagine, God, God, you know, that God must have time. Came to fight. I said, Jacob. God would have been gently, and Jacob would be who? Say, I wrestle with God. And it's only my ankle that was removed. And I survived. Later, and so I know it was an angel. We were doing paparazzi together. Come on, don't get tired. It's church. This worship is meant for us to teach you God. Hebrews 12, verse 22. But you are come unto where? Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the where? Heavenly. Say heavenly. Heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Hey, say heavenly Jerusalem. Say heavenly Jerusalem. All the wars they have fought in the name of Jerusalem. All the wars they have fought in the name of Israel. All the wars that we have fought. You know, some of you think Muslims are bad. They learned it from us. Hope you know. This we have told them to do a sign that I have not submitted. And I've pasted it somewhere for all of you to read. And research the crusaders. The killings that were done in the name of God, in the name of Christianity, If you want to confess, once you come to the Father, you confess your sin, say, well, for this sin to be fully forgiven, you have to go to war, go and fight for Christ. You call him the army of Christ. You say that. Cross. They carry cross. And right now, we are going to burn the infidels. Burn them to the ground. Go and read history. Now, since I read, I cried. Say, hey! In the name of Christ, they kill in the name of Christ. Dagger people, beard, burn people alive. Remember that, Joshua 10, is it 10 days? You learned 10 days of it? What? You learn? That one, after they killed him, they bearded him also. Then after some years, after they are bearded, they say, ah, that guy, the havoc he has done, say it's not enough. They went, they dug out his corpse. They now granted it, bounties, repentance. They say, we disallow you from entering heaven. Why? He brought out the first Bible. Bible that they caged. No. And it was his work that people like John Knox and finally Martin Luther were able to rely on. Now make the Bible a universal document. Ah, you expose this truth. They dug out his corpse. They burnt it again. Say, heaven in Jerusalem. But we say, ah, come and sow into Israel's what? Mission, Israel's mission. Say, as you sow, have you sown before? I trust you, you have sown your manna. You have not sown into for Israel before. Thank God, your money has not been wasted. Watch TBN very well. You see, Jerusalem special mission, special trip, special evangelism. Say, we have souls. You can get an Israelite saved. Wow, that is a special soul. Quality. In fact, it's not only that. He said, well, we have some poor people in Jerusalem. That they have a special, God has a special heart for them. That they are special. Therefore, let's go.
Remember when last year, by the influence of Donald Trump, they took the capital of Israel back from what? From Tel Aviv to where? Hope you say Washington. It's only great that she's not really listening to Washington. Took it back to Jerusalem. And wow, people are now saying, yeah, wow, the kingdom of God is back. God Jesus is back. God is back to his truth.
Till now, some people see go to Jerusalem, the big wall there, say they are praying to the wall. Ah, now we call, my name is now Prophet Ojut J.P. Ah! See respect. When Jesus appears to Jerusalem practitioner. Say heavenly Jerusalem.
Heavenly Jerusalem.
So the one we have on earth is a what? Shadow. He said, even what a shadow said. See, the God has special heart for them. Hitler lined up 8 million of them killed. Of the 50 million that died in the Second World War, 8 million were Jews. Scattered all of them.
How many years ago did they just come back?
Hitler scattered them.
And said that God has a special.
How many of them, you didn't see Nebuchadnezzar came to call them to captivity? Took the vessels. Unfortunately for that one king, he now was now using that one the cup to drink. And doesn't know that Daniel was watching him saying, "Eh, hey, because you are not catching you now, catch." Now I've told you, nothing happens without a man. A man was looking at the others. All the Nebuchadnezzar that became an animal. So it's not God. It's all those children say, "Eh, hey, don't worry, catch." No, they still have power, although in captivity. So they like, they just give him something. Now we enter bush. He came back, he believed in God. Amen. Say a man is always involved. Anytime you see a physical consequence of sin,
just find, just look around.
Ah! Oh, dude, is somebody must be there. Amen. Same thing as that Tower of Babel.
I'm telling you, you can give us the perfect man that did that thing.
Somebody did it. It's not God. It's not God. I say, all of you speak Igbo, speak Yoruba. You scatter.
God is not in business of scattering. It's in business of gathering. Amen. That's why at least by the Holy Ghost in tongues, we have one language. Glory to God.
So that's our bad best. Somebody, Moses could not capture that guy.
Somebody did that and just escape.
Let's go. Hebrews 12. Open Jerusalem. And to an innumerable company of angels. So why are you trying to call me the name of you? Say they are innumerable. Rabbi said they are too much. So glory in your sonship, not in servants. Let your boast be in your sonship. I'm a son of God. Let that be your boast. Not that, I know how to command. My pastor can command angels.
I tell you the truth. We have so much angelic activity in this church. Oh, hallelujah.
So much. Imagine you are a king. Imagine you are a king, you're on the throne. And you want to give a speech for 1 hour to the country. And half of that 1 hour, you are talking about your servant. Is that what you talk about? No, you mention your prince. Yeah, now this Prince Charles. You talk about his wife. You talk about royalties, right? No, you're talking about the people who are carrying, who are friends for you, who are, you don't know why I say that, who are doing toilet things for you. Sometimes you don't know, you don't really know you are a king. Now you think you are a servant like that. Amen. You not talking about them. Do you think they will not do their job? Or you think they do their job when you talk? No, it is their job. They know that Blala will come for it. They don't do it. Don't you know that we shall join angels? No, they are on, it's their payroll. Remember that Revelation 19 verse 10. It says, I am your fellow servant. What do you mean servant? Servant, I serve your words. You speak your word. You face your sonship. As you speak out words, I know what to do. So try to have a ministry of angelic paparazzi. You end up being a co-manipulator. You end up being manipulated and a co-manipulator. Let them just do their job. Don't disturb them. The angels minister for me and to me. So glory in your sonship. Now, verse 23. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written where? In heaven. And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. Hallelujah. Spirit of just men made perfect. 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, which speaketh better things than that of Abel. Hallelujah. Have I explained that before? So which blood of Abel is he talking about? Amen. Is he talking about, you know, we have two blood of Abel, right? There's the blood of Abel that cry up out for judgment on Cain. And there is a blood of Abel that justified Abel. There is a blood that Abel offered, and there's a blood that what? That cried for judgment. So when he's saying the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel, if it is the blood that cried for judgment, that would mean we are comparing God and the devil. Selah, later. Okay, so the summary of all you could see, is he thinking, right? Go on and think about it now. Let me not. Go on, read this story again and compare this. And look at the things that it has been called. Look at the things that have been called better in this place. Okay. So the summary of all you could see there is confidence. Confidence. Give me 10 minutes to round up. Confidence. Say confidence. Say in the New Testament,
We have confidence towards God. Say no more fear, come on. No more fear. Well, we sang that song in the beginning. Fear is useless. It's useless to me. Because I walk in boldness. For Christ is me. Amen, amen.
So, back to Hebrews 10.
Now from verse 10. Summary of everything we have seen so far is confidence. Confidence. Hebrews 10 from verse 10. By the which will, okay, you read 11 for me, we flow like that. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. 11. Standard daily ministry oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away. But this man, after he has offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. 13. Expecting to his enemies buried. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. 15. This is a covenant that I will make with them after those days. See the Lord, I will put my laws into their heart, and in their mind will I write them. 17.
Since an iniquity is lying.
Now where remission of this is, there is no more offering for sin. Based on that, yes, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, boldness. Hallelujah. To enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. 21. Okay, let's read 22 together. I want to go. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience of unbelief, and our bodies washed with. Hallelujah. Almost closing. Hebrews 4. Say boldness. A minister of the New Testament. The minister is to minister boldness, confidence. People must not be afraid after your preaching. You must not come to church and say, "Oh, you are there. You have caught woman's head before."
That was serious. Amen. After there have been programs where they say, "Ah, you are there. Just drank the blood of somebody. Welcome to this church." And if your neighbor now stood up, yeah, what will you do? You have to go and check your percentage, PCP. Go and check your PCP. No, you can't. Yeah. PCV now, the same thing. No, we have PBC. PCV. And your neighbor just stand up that yes, I drank. And maybe, unfortunately, maybe he's not also your bunk mate. And last night when you are sleeping, you are feeling that it's like something was itching my hand. When you woke up, you are feeling dizzy. What will happen to him? Will he sleep in the house that night? Ha! Has that happened to you before? Oh God! Or they say you are here. You shall fly at night, and your wife stands up. Ah! Hebrews 6, rather, verse 16. Let's do 6 first. I guess, like you fly at night.
night. Body's on his bed. Like he's on the wall. And Fola just stood up. Yeah! Oh my God. So I just going home and I said, please put her in the boot. Amen. Hebrews 6 verse 16. Let's read like number. Okay, let me read verse 16 for you. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. 17. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the unchangeability, immutability of his counsel, confirmed it that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Yes, let's read. We might have a strong consolation. Who has fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. 19, want to go, let's read again. Which hope we have as an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast. Woo! Which entered into that within the veil, whether the foreigner has for us entered, even Jesus made an high priest for after the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say we have confidence. Yeah. Say despite our imperfections, yeah, we have confidence. So even when in times of repentance, always know that you have confidence. When we're correcting in church, it's not for fear purpose. Let me say lastly, let's read Hebrews 4. It's for confidence, confidence, confidence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hebrews 4. Read it as last one. Too much to go through. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our what? Profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. That's talking about his humanity, that he was a man. Okay, next verse. Want to go? Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find what? Grace. She said, find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. Of course, this is talking to the man that wants to believe the gospel, that they should come boldly. Have you heard those sermons before? They say, check your life. Think God is giving you the last chance right now. Last chance. Tomorrow may be what? Extremely too late. Check your life. If you die today, where are you going? Check your life. Moses, check it. Check it. But there's nothing to check. Amen. Who just said check your life? Preach the gospel. I said check. What is there to check? Check your life. Check it. So after you have preached and nobody is trying to become born again, it's okay. If you are here, you need to rededicate. Everyone, you just come out.
Yeah.
And say, I count from now to 10. If you don't run out, 1. Will you be ready when the Lord? 2. I see people running out for salvation. Now, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. Oh, yeah. See, yeah, love you, start confessing your sins. Tell God you'll not do it again. Amen, amen. Say fear.
is not of God. Hallelujah. All those things of do this or die, you mess up with God, he mess up with you. No, that's not your God. Amen. Praise God. Say we are ministers of the New Testament. Say not of condemnation, but of righteousness. Say we are not of Moses, we are of Christ. Say fear is useless to us. Say we don't need fear to make men do the right thing. Say we teach men about their nature and they will change for better. Say there is power in righteousness. Say righteousness makes men better. Say we don't rely on fear. We rely on the Spirit. Glory! Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Okay, see you on Wednesday. Thank you.